Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special extra edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the line, my co-host every single week, Damien Arsenis from thepickandroll.com.au. Hello, Damo.
G'day again, Luke. And look, we've got a special guest today.
We do.
We're going to talk a little bit of this old chestnut about, do you turn pro or do you go college first? And if you do turn pro, is the NBL the best option for young Aussies, or is heading to Europe like we've seen a couple of other young studs recently do?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this, I'll let you introduce him, Damo. So we've got very special and privileged to have this guy on the line. Damo, I'll let you introduce him.
Yeah, we've got Liam Flynn, of course.
Yes.
Liam Flynn is an Australian coach that's sort of done a bit of everything. He's been in the NBL here in Australia, been in the New Zealand NBL, and of course, most recently was coaching in German Pro A-League with the Dresden Titans. And so we've got Liam joining us today on the phone. And Liam, getting you to weigh into this conversation around it, particularly given that Tom Wilson has chosen to go to Europe. Of course, he was at SMU before pulling out with some coaching changes and some things like that, going to Boise State, but then really not going to Boise State and turning pro. Of course, following in the steps of Jonah Bolden, who played in Serbia last season as well, and of course getting drafted to the NBA. And very much interested in your thoughts around this, Liam.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, firstly, fellas. I'm blushing over all those lovely comments to begin with. But, yeah, thanks. And I guess the way I wanted to start it was that there is no one way of doing things. And, you know, it's definitely a personal decision that everyone can weigh up. Some kids have more options than others. So if you are an elite talent, top-tier talent, then you will have more options. You have the option of going to college. You might have the option to go pro. And maybe if you're not a top-tier talent, maybe the only option is to go to college. So it's definitely individual. I always say to the kids when they ask me is, you know, what's your goal? What is the end goal? Like, do you want to turn pro eventually? So if you do want to turn pro, why not just turn pro now?
Yeah. And I guess I'll just jump in there, Liam. I guess what a lot of kids would say is turning pro over the last few years has been really, it's been given a negative rap. I mean, for whatever reason, people are saying, no, go to college. The education benefits, the lifestyle, and all that type of thing compared to jumping straight into the deep into professional basketball. I mean, it has been given a negative connotation over the past few years, hasn't it?
It has. And that is one reason to go to college, is to go for an education.
Yeah.
My counter to that is, in my experience with players that I've coached in the NBL and overseas, is not many have actually used the degree that they studied in the US college in a working environment.
Right.
Or if they have worked in the education field that they studied, they've generally had to do some bridging education.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that you have to consider, that yes, it's free education, but could playing in the NBL and studying in Australia, could that be your way of having the best of both worlds? Or turning pro in Europe and studying remotely through an Australian university, or having the pro team over there pay for you to go to college over there? Could that be a way of having the best of both worlds?
Right. So you mentioned there, you don't necessarily have to go to college in America to get that degree and that education. So obviously the counter to that is turning pro. There's more than one way to do so. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people, when they hear the words professional basketball, the natural instinct is to think NBA. I mean, that's just natural. As basketball fans, we think at a top level, but we've got to understand these are kids, and they're going to walk right into an NBA system. So turning pro, I mean, you've got NBL, Europe, you've got Asia and all that type of stuff. There's more than one chance to do so, and there's always suitors out there. Am I right in saying that, Liam?
Sure. I think for me, it really starts with, do you want to study? And if you don't want to study, then turning pro is a good logical option.
Yeah.
If you want to stay in Australia, there's some excellent NBL clubs that do very well with developing young players. So if you look at Cairns and New Zealand, for instance, who have an excellent track record of bringing on kids in development player roles and then moving them into fully contracted positions. So if you're a young player and you want to turn pro and you got an offer from one of those teams, I think that's an excellent option to take.
Right.
If you've got some European heritage, maybe going to Europe and signing with a farm team like the team that I coach in Germany, where my job is to develop players. It's not to win games. It's to develop our young prospects. So, again, that's another way of doing that. Even if you don't have European heritage, there's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of leagues. So if you can get a good agent and go over there and play, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I'd love to ask the Christian as well. I mean, I know Damo mentioned his name off the top, but guys like Tom Wilson, Jonah Bolden, they've tried the college pathway. It didn't work for them, and they've moved on professionally. Do you think to these the younger kids coming through to junior ranks in the Australian basketball system, are those type of examples almost highlighting and underlining to these kids saying, hey, look, college is not the only option. You know, look at all these guys who didn't go to college, or they maybe did just for a prolonged period of time, and then went pro somewhere else and have now found their way back into a higher standard of league. I mean, surely that's encouraging when they see there's pathways, because you're not just telling these kids, you're actually showing them examples of it happening.
Sure, and of course there's plenty of great examples of kids going to US colleges and developing.
Yeah, it goes both ways, so yeah.
It does, but there is definitely an opportunity for players to sign in Europe and sign straight out of juniors. If they are an elite blue chip prospect, they can come over and they can play in a farm system where they're developed by full-time coaches. And yeah, I think Tom's a great example. Tom Wilson, Jonah Bolden,
yeah.
I think those guys are great examples. Even Peter Hooley went over to play in the UK first and now just got signed by Melbourne United today. So, he did his college time, but then he played professionally in Europe, developed himself even more, and then came over to the NBL.
Yep, I'd love to get your thoughts as well. I mean, we'll go, a lot of people like to put it in real layman's terms and real simple terms, benefits and negative, pros and cons. So benefits of going pro versus the negatives on it. Did the benefits outweigh the negatives? Maybe talk us through some of them just for people who aren't as savvy to those details like you are, having gone through it firsthand in a coaching role.
Sure. I think if your main goal is that you need player development, I think in the past in Australia we've thought player development is the domain of US colleges.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of cases it is. They do a good job. But in some cases, the NBL clubs have got a great track record, and I used Cairns and New Zealand before, and obviously the European farm system has a very good track record of that. So I would consider, if you want to have good player development, what is the track record of the school that you're going to go to or the club that you want to go to?
Yeah.
Do they develop players? And, you know, if it's if you do want to go there, what is the club or school's primary motivation? So if you go to a school in the US, is their primary motivation to develop you, or is their primary motivation to win games? And vice versa, if you go to an NBL club, is their primary motivation to win a championship, or can they develop you? Do they want to develop you? So I think if you ask those questions, then you're on the right track to making the decision.
Yeah, Damo, I'd love to get your thoughts as well, because I know you're someone who really follows these Aussie basketballs, really from their junior ranks in the state levels of Australia and then up and up and up. I mean, you've been following it closely for a long time. Have you seen any trends in terms of the success rate of college versus pro, or is it really type a horses for courses type goal of it, where it, at the end of the day, like Liam alluded to, it comes down to the situation of each team in terms of individual player development and what system and structures just suit the players better? I mean, have you seen any trends leaning one way or the other, or is it really an individual on individual case?
Well, look, from my perspective, I've seen an upward trend of those going to college, but in turn, and certainly there's been success that's come with that, but in turn, there's been plenty of players that have gone over there and returned very quickly, or they've found themselves in a situation that actually didn't help them and wasn't either getting court time or they weren't getting, like Liam said, the development opportunity. So it comes down to the right situation, making the right decision for each player. And that's my personal view and always has been. And look, I'm a big advocate of the college system, but again, it comes down, like Liam said, it comes down to the individual. But what I'm interested in from Liam as well on this subject is the one thing I have noticed is an increase of young Aussies going to US high school as well. So, and the arguments that have been given to me is around exposure. They get more exposure. They potentially land on a bigger college program. They get more exposure there. And the theory is that you end up in the NBA. So I'm very interested to hear from Liam's experience around the high school route as well.
I guess my feeling from seeing a lot of junior basketball in Australia is that Australian basketball coaches at the junior level do an excellent job of player development, an outstanding job. And I've seen coaches all over the world, and I think our junior coaches stack up against anything. So for me, I would always recommend that the kids stay in Australia until they finish high school. And that's just from a basketball perspective, but also an education perspective, like our education system's so much stronger. So for me, I would not recommend going to a US high school. I think when we talk about exposure, no matter if it's high school or out of high school, colleges, NBA teams, professional teams in Europe will find you. Everyone has international scouts. Everyone watches films. So for me, that going to US high school is a non-starter for me. I think the coaching and the education is much better here. And then once you finish your high schooling here, you can make a decision about whether you turn pro or whether you go to a college system.
And I guess that's the key as well. I mean, we see it in all sports. We see it in the AFL system where some players go through VFL, TAC Cup, under-18s. If you're good enough, teams and people will find you, whether you're 20 or you're 26, 27, avenues and pathways always open up. Hey, Liam, just before we let you go, I know everyone's very excited to hear this news. Where are you at right now? What is your role at the moment? You've been overseas for a long period of time. Right now, at this moment, what are you doing in your coaching career? What's the go at the moment?
So, really excited that I signed at a club called Würzburg in the German BBL.
Yep.
So that's the top league as an assistant coach. Exciting for me is that I also get to coach the farm team, which is our 19 to 24-year-old prospects who play in the third league. So I get to be a head coach and an assistant coach as well. Our BBL team is also going to be playing in the FIBA Europe Cup competition against teams from other parts of Europe. So it's a really exciting opportunity, and I'm going to get to develop a bunch of exciting young prospects and then also work with a legendary German coach in Dirk Baumann, who coached the German national team but also coached in the Euro League, and I'm really excited to work with him too.
Absolutely terrific. We're all looking forward to following your progress, and we all look forward to your contributions you make on the pickandroll.com.au as well. Excuse me there. Some terrific X and O in-depth analysis of all things basketball and coaching as well. Damo, thank you for jumping on another podcast with me. I appreciate it as always.
No problem at all. And I'd love to thank Liam for being on the show. He does a great job. And again, you can find him. Is it? Do you just want to give us your Twitter handle and where people can find you, Liam?
Sure. If you'd like to follow, I'm on at Coach Liam Flynn. Once a day, I'll put up something related to basketball. Don't worry, you won't hear anything about what I'm eating for dinner or what I'm drinking. It's only basketball every day that I post on Twitter.
Absolutely terrific stuff. And as always on Twitter, pickandrollau, pickandroll.com.au as well. Liam, we thank you again. It's a really interesting chat and one that's definitely worth discussing in the future at a much larger detail. Damo, Liam, thank you again. And until next time, guys, we'll catch you on the Pick and Pop podcast.